boiled. Nothing was roasted so much then. We did have a roast on a Sunday, but it wasn't like today. They have everything added to their foods. There's packaging and everything. We didn't get that. We just had the basic, what they call organic now, which is, that was the normal thing to have then. It was organic. Everything was organic, but we didn't know it as organic. We just knew it as ordinary plain food that's put in the ground and grew and harvested, and that was it, you know. So
try to remember then a typical breakfast, luncheon, evening meal.
Oh, we had all sorts for breakfast because Dad was, he believed in sort of like whatever was there, he'd cook it up, you know. So sometimes we'd have bubbling squeaker for breakfast, you know. It's an odd thing to think of now, but we did have it because it was left over from the day before, and so it was sort of filling and different things. We didn't really have, I can't remember having cereal so much. As whether they were about and we did, or that we didn't get them, I don't know, but we didn't seem to have them. We had, we did have toast and things like that, but mainly we had cooked breakfasts of some sort, but nothing, not, it was like we used to get different things like black pudding and a white pudding then in them days, and you can't get the white pudding at all like it used to be then. I've never tried, I think up north they have it mostly, but we never seem to get it down here the same. I've tried, but it's not the same at all.
Would most of your breakfasts have been fry-ups?
I suppose, yes, they would have been, yes, they would have been. But I'm not, I think it wasn't oil then, it was dripping. And we'd often have bread and dripping with a little bit of salt on. And the children today, they just wouldn't eat that at all. I mean, they just laugh at you if you give them that. Well, they wouldn't. They wouldn't even touch it, you know. And also, it's not healthy now, you see. So, I don't know.
And then what about your next meal when you're at school and at weekends?
Ah, we were never fussy at school because we always had school dinners, but it was never a case of you didn't like it. You ate it, whether you liked it or not. There wasn't the sort of thing, or you could have something different. There wasn't a choice. You had whatever's putting on your plate. And if you didn't eat it, the nuns that used to teach us then, they used to come round and say, oh, you can eat that up for the holy souls. So we used to think, oh, I don't know about the holy souls. But anyway, we did eat it, or tried to, you know, even if we really hated it. They didn't like anything left. They were really strict, very strict.
So what was a typical school dinner?
Well, I can't really remember anything to be typical, but we didn't like that tapioca. I couldn't